Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In today's video, we're going to be talking about the benefits of istighfar and how we can implement it into our lives. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Four men came to Hassan al-Basri one day and were complaining to him about different problems. One of them said, "We're not getting any rain." So Hassan told him that say astaghfirullah, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another man came to him and started complaining about poverty. So Hassan told him that to say astaghfirullah, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third man came and asked him to make dua for him so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a child. And he told him the same thing, that say astaghfirullah. A fourth man came and started complaining to him about his garden, that it's not bearing fruit, it's dry. So he told him the same thing, that say astaghfirullah. So the companion of Hassan told him that these four people came to you with different problems, yet you gave them the same exact answer. So Hassan told him that, have you not heard the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Ask forgiveness from your Lord. Truly He is the one who is oft forgiving, who always forgives. He will send rain to you in abundance, increase you in wealth and children, and grant you gardens and rivers. So we see from this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the benefits of istighfar, that He will send down rain, make us wealthy, and who amongst us does not want to become wealthy? He will bless us with children, those people who are struggling to have children. Seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell lies. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who is more truthful in speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear brothers and sisters, no matter what we've done in our past, we need to always seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's part of human nature to make mistakes. That's part of who we are. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that all of the children of Adam are sinners. And the best sinners are those who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what, Allah tells us,
وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا.
And those who do not call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not kill the soul which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred except in seeking justice, and do not commit adultery, whoever does that will face penalties.
يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا.
The punishment will be doubled for him on the day of resurrection, and he will dwell therein in humiliation.
إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
Except for those who repent and believe and renew their faith and do good deeds, those individuals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their bad deeds with good deeds, and He is ever forgiving and merciful.
وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا.
Whoever repents and acts righteously has inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be able to seek forgiveness, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. He tells us in the Quran,
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Allah intends to make things clear to you and to guide you in the ways of those before you and to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowing and He is the most wise.
والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you, but those who follow their desires want you to turn away utterly. So when we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to be sincere. Allah tells us,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا.
That all you who believe, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the sincere repentance. Umar bin Khattab, he said, the sincere repentance is that in which the slave makes a mistake. He commits a sin, but then he stops it and he never goes back to that sin. So tawbah has conditions. It has to be met with certain conditions for it to be a true tawbah. Number one, that we stop doing that act right away. Number two, we make a commitment to never go back to that sin. And number three, we try to regret the fact that we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the conditions for a true tawbah. But if we go back to the sin, it doesn't matter. We make tawbah again. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again. And we try our best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when we make tawbah, when we repent to Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy with the tawbah, with the repentance of His slave. Then, for example, if the slave went out to the desert and he had his camel with him and on the camel was his provision and he decided to take a nap. And when he woke up, the camel was gone, nowhere to be found. And he's searching and he's looking and he can't find it and it becomes really hot and he's thirsty and he's hungry and he gives up hope. He's like, that's it, you know, I'm going to wait for death. And he goes and he lies down and he's waiting for death to take him. And all of a sudden he wakes up and he sees his camel there. Imagine how excited this person must be. That he's on the verge of death. He's going to die. And all of a sudden his provision is there in front of him. So out of happiness he yells out and he says, "Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord." And he says this out of extreme happiness. He didn't intend to say that. But imagine how happy this person must be in this situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even happier than that when his slave turns back to him and sincerely repents to Allah. Today's action step is, number one, to make it a habit of seeking forgiveness daily. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 70 times per day. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone whose sins were forgiven. Yet, he used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 70 times per day. So in following his example, we need to seek forgiveness daily. And if you want to take it one step further, then to try to say subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times a day. That glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from any sort of deficiency. And I praise Him. And if a person says this 100 times a day, then all their sins are forgiven, even though it might be as much as the foam that's on the ocean. Number two, that no matter what a person has done, to always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. And to not allow shaitan to deceive us to make us feel that, you know, I've committed so many sins in my life, I have no hope. Never fall in that trap. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghaffar, the one who's always forgiving. A man told Hassan al-Basri that, you know, don't we feel shy that we commit sins and then we ask Allah to forgive us and then we go back to committing the same sin or even worse and then we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hassan told him that shaitan wishes for you to think like that so that he can overcome you. But don't ever lose hope in seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if a person is guided to seek forgiveness, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. And we learn in the hadith that shaitan swore. He said, by your glory, O Allah, I will continue to deceive people, to destroy them as long as their souls are in their bodies. And do we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in response to this? He said, by my majesty, by my glory, by my greatness, I will continue to forgive them as long as they seek my forgiveness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and make us amongst those who seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Don't forget to share your thoughts below and to hit that subscribe button and turn on the bell so that you don't miss out on any new videos every Monday and Thursdays. Bi-idhnillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ